With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. 42 states in the country are not prepared for a pandemic-induced recession. That's the finding of a recent report from Moody Analytics. Sarah Crane is with the firm. She says the Mountain West experienced some of the highest levels of growth during the recent economic expansion, which will help cushion the blow. Still, states in our region rely heavily on tourism, which has been hit hard.
Now, there are other states that are highly dependent on energy, such as Wyoming. Colorado is even, you know, still highly dependent on energy, so they will suffer on multiple fronts.
Like with low oil prices and reduced tax revenue. Crane says recovery is going to look different for every state across the country, but she says it's important for all states moving forward to save up when the economic times are good, to soften the blow in the bad times, something Wyoming has done, but Colorado has not. The Aspen Fire Department has a new online tool to help residents find out how vulnerable their house might be to a wildfire. Alex Hager has the details.
The map shows both an area's level of risk for wildfire and the level of risk for individual structures based on building materials and nearby vegetation. Parker Lathrop is the department's deputy fire chief. He says folks in and around Aspen can use the online map to take precautions before a fire becomes a threat.
People can look at this map in the off years and say, okay, my house has a high risk or medium risk. And what efforts can I make now to reduce my risk? So we do hit that drought year, they're ahead of the curve. They've already made those changes.
Lathrop says those with questions about doing fire mitigation around their home can contact the department. The online risk map can be found at aspenfire.com. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
Commuters can expect some delays in Glenwood Springs this week as CDOT resumes paving east and westbound Highway 82. Work will take place from 9 a.m. to dusk today through Sunday. Construction crews will also be paving near the intersection of Highway 82 and 133 by Carbondale on Tuesday and Friday. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.